Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/watsonassistant.
Sedano with you here on 710 ESPN, presented by Progressive Insurance. Quoting home insurance just got easier with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Quote and buy all online at progressive.com. Dave Roberts, the Dodgers manager, will be joining us here this segment. I'm not doing the beard. I tried to do the beard. It got too itchy after a week. I'm not a beard guy, man. Like, you've known me for a long time. I can let, like, the 5 o'clock shadow grow for a couple of days. Like, I'm good with that. But after a certain point, I'm not capable of doing it. We'll ask Skip what he's up to. Dave Roberts, the manager of your Los Angeles Dodgers, joining us here on the Sedano Show on 710 ESPN. Dave, are you growing out like a beard? What are we doing at the Roberts household right now?
So, you know what? I thought about the beard because my signature back when I was playing was the goatee. But then I started getting so much dang gray. But I've been doing all these Zoom calls with sponsorship people and things. So it's like, I just didn't think the beard, the gray beard, was apropos. I'm sorry to disappoint.
No, it's all good. I'm with you. First of all, I'm not a beard guy. So like after a week, it gets really itchy. And then I have a 5-year-old daughter and she's like, Dad, shave your beard. It's scratching me. So I'm just like, all right, yeah, I'm not dealing with this nonsense. So I just, after a couple of days, I get rid of it. But more importantly, Dave, hope you and yours are safe and sound. How's everyone doing at home?
You know what? We're doing well. I mean, obviously, I think that, you know, in light of obviously what's going on around our whole country and world, but as far as on the micro, our family is healthy. We're actually spending so much time together, you know, watching movies, having conversations. Kids are cooking, helping pick up around the house. So there's actually been a lot of good things. We've been really active as far as trying to walk our dogs and working out in the garage. But, you know, being a quarantine, we're doing okay. The Roberts are doing okay.
So it's funny because you work, obviously, you know, 6 months out of the year, longer in some cases, and you work every day. It's not like you have a lot of time to sit there and watch TV, is my guess, you know, as you're getting ready for games and then you're traveling to another city or whatnot every couple of days. So what have you taken advantage of from a viewing experience that maybe you didn't get while you were managing?
Yeah, you know what? I think that's so my wife and daughter, they do the American Idol thing. They do The Bachelor. I've watched a movie called Knives Out. There's another couple shows I've watched. I need to get caught up on This Is Us. I need to binge that. We did 911 Lone Star. We binged that one. So I'm getting pretty caught up on all my shows. Believe me, there's a lot more, and there's obviously some Hallmarks mixed in there, too.
Oh, look, the Hallmark Channel. All right. I was wondering if you'd go down, like, the Tiger King route, like everyone else seems to be going. I haven't gone there yet, though.
Okay, so the Roberts, we were one episode deep, and so there's mixed reviews because we know it's twisted, and so we're kind of split. It's a split camp where my son wants to see how twisted it gets, and my wife is kind of indifferent. I'm more on the fence. My daughter is out on it, so we might need a revisit.
There you go. You need to, like, have a family vote. You're going to need to Zoom someone in to be the deciding vote, I guess, in that situation.
No doubt. Exactly.
Dave Roberts, the skipper of your Los Angeles Dodgers, joining us here on the Sedano Show on 710 ESPN. So, Dave, like, how much communication have you had with the players, with the organization? Like, how often are you guys in contact about everything that's going on?
Every day I'm talking to a handful of people, and I think that the branches kind of extend a lot of different directions as far as coaches and players and front office. So it's a handful of people. I think that there's a balance between trying to stay connected. So I got to reach out to players every single day because obviously we got, you know, close to 40 players as far as on the 40-man. There's some minor league players I want to keep in touch with. But also giving guys their space to spend with their families. So I'm making my rounds and trying to keep guys positive. I think right now guys are past the point of going stir crazy because, as you mentioned, at this time of year, we're playing baseball. And so for us to be quarantined at home is not ideal for anybody, but guys, especially when their jobs is what they do, and these young mid-20 guys that have a lot of pent-up energy. So try to keep guys positive and encourage them and still hopeful for the season. And as far as front office, you know, trying to figure out what Major League Baseball, the players union, is trying to figure out, and once we do get the green light to play baseball, how it's going to look.
What have you heard as far as a potential timeline? I know all of this is fluid, so I understand that, but what have you heard?
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, though, we definitely got to be nimble. I think that the one thing I do know is that the players union and Major League Baseball, the commissioner's office, they want to get as many games as they can. They all are synced up. They're aligned in that sense and want to play baseball. So I don't know the timeline. I mean, it's from no fans to fans being separated at seats to spring training in respective cities to spring trainings in Arizona and respective Florida. I don't know when the season's going to start. I know it's potential. If it does, doubleheaders will probably be in play. And, I really wish I had a better answer for you.
No, I know. Look, it at this point, as you mentioned, nimble is the perfect word. Everything really needs to be on the table if we want to get a season in. And look, obviously the balance, right, of what's going on not only in this country but across the world and being sensitive to that. And also providing an escape, Dave. I think that it's important for sports to get back. And I know that the commissioners all met with the president over the weekend over the phone. But it's important for sports to get back just for our own psyche and just to have that escape that sports provides.
And I really appreciate you saying that, because I think that sometimes it could get kind of twisted and taken the wrong way as far as when we're talking sports and sharing a laugh here and there that we're being insensitive and don't care. And I think that's unfair, because I do believe that the country, the world, it is an outlet. You know, baseball players, athletes are entertainers. And like I tell our players, no one's in favor of playing a baseball game in front of no fans. It's not ideal for anybody, but I think the fans want to see people compete. Players want to play and compete. And I think that in this time, we do got to be open to, you know, to whatever, because this is not ideal for anybody.
Dave Roberts, manager of the Dodgers, joining us here. And, of course, the Dodgers doing great things in the community during the coronavirus, hosting online workouts for fans, obviously taking care of some of the folks at the stadium with pledging $1 million. There's so many things that the Dodgers are doing a great job with in this particular time where a lot of people need help. So wanted to make sure to highlight that. Speaking of highlighting, I saw that Jeff Passan, our ESPN MLB insider, was reporting about how in South Korea, they're getting ready to start their season, hopefully. Now, they've been ahead of the curve on all of this. They were also a few months ahead as far as dealing with this, and their mass testing has certainly helped. So how much of an eye are you keeping on that particular league and them kind of getting started here very soon?
Quite a bit. You know, and I think that in just kind of understanding, you know, what they did with the virus and how they handle it and the curve and how it relates to our country. And so now you take it to baseball and see how they've handled things. And we're keeping a watchful eye and seeing how they do. And obviously they're talking about spring training. They're doing spring training right now without fans. And so hopefully that that works, that makes sense, and that's something that we could follow closely behind.
Yeah, I mean, they may be able to kind of open that window for everyone. We're all certainly rooting for them, you know, again, to have that escape, right? Like, I think it's certainly necessary. So, speaking of escapes, Buster Olney was talking about that he wouldn't be surprised if MLB followed suit, like the NBA, who's talking about, you know, providing a horse game, that you guys would have guys do like a home run derby at individual sites or whatnot. Are you in on that, Dave? Could you get Cody Bellinger or Jock to sign up to do something like that for our viewing experience?
100%. I think that Cody and Jock are two of the leaders of going stir crazy with our ball club. So to get them out to be safe, to be able to compete on a stage and to have some viewership, they would love that.
You know, I did see over the weekend, Justin Turner, your guy, he mentioned that he'd like to see some changes structurally to the game from a rules perspective. He doesn't even want to see extra innings anymore, Dave. He says home run derby right at the 10th inning. Where are you on that?
Well, you know what? I'm open. I think that that's something that Justin wouldn't think twice about, but under these circumstances, I'm open to it, you know, because I think it's on top of the idea that the pitchers aren't built up, the situation, the season is abbreviated, is not ideal. So then now, when you're talking about potential doubleheaders to the pitchers, putting them in jeopardy, even with expanded rosters. So now how do you get to the next day to finish that first game to keep and to get fan interest? I think that'd be great. Absolutely.
Yeah, I love the idea. I think it's fantastic because of that. And it also highlights your stars, right? Like, I think that, you know the guys that hit home runs. Everyone knows. That's always been one of the advantages of that sport. Everyone knows who the sluggers are. And I think that it just helps the marketing of it, too. Here's another kooky idea, okay? This is from one of our friends here at ESPN that works on the Dan Le Batard Show, Stu Gotts, John Wiener. He has something he likes to call the magic at bat. Now, let me lay it on you for a second, Dave, okay? Basically, what he's saying is, in an NBA game, you always know LeBron or Kobe or James Harden, the star player's probably going to get the final shot. So what he's saying is, when you turn in your lineup card at the beginning of the game, he wants a designated spot called the magic at bat at the end of your lineup card. And it could be Cody or Jock or Justin or whoever, and you designate a player that, let's say you're in the bot, you're getting to the ninth inning. And even though Cody batted in the eighth, you can pick Cody again if he's your designated player to bat again in the ninth to either give you the lead or tie the game if you're down a run and you got runners on or whatnot, that you can utilize that person more than once in a situation, in a special situation like that, in a game-tying or game-winning situation. Now, is that too kooky or is that something that sounds like, hey, that's not so crazy?
No, I think that that is fantastic. I think that there's something that we can dig into that. So I think you said his name was John. John is onto something. I love that because it actually builds to the anticipation where if you select that magic hitter or whatever you want to call him, that I like the idea of using him once, using that bullet one time and figuring out whatever part of the game you want to use them. So if it's six inning bases loaded and you want to fire that magic bullet, you can do it then because that might be the game. Or if you save that bullet to the ninth inning, you can do that. Whatever way, but I think that there's something in my idea might be, I think John's idea might be better. It doesn't matter, but I love the thought. And I think right now where fans want creativity, want interest, and right now we need baseball, I think this is a good opportunity for all of us.
Let's go. Let's experiment. Let's get crazy, Dave Roberts. Let's do it.
I'm in. I think that, you know, baseball is something that has been so traditional and over centuries, you know, over a century plus. And I think that that's great. And there's things that are about baseball, the tradition about it is fantastic, that the continuity of the game. But I think that the sign of the times, the way things are evolving, the way young people's minds think, and we all think. I think that this could certainly, in light of this this pandemic that's really affected all of us, could be an opportunity for all of us to really get creative.
Dave Roberts, the great manager of your Los Angeles Dodgers, joining us here on the Sedano Show on 710 ESPN. One last one for you, Dave. You know, there's a lot of questions about, you know, does this shortened season hurt teams, give teams an advantage? Have you even put any thought to that? I mean, your team is built so well. I mean, it's the best constructed team, arguably, in baseball. I would say certainly in the National League. Have you even put any thought to that stuff about how this could affect maybe some of the ways that you would manage and the ways that, you know, your roster would be utilized?
Well, two things. I think that the mindset, obviously, it would now be, you know, anything under 162, you're talking 100 games, whatever that might be, whatever the number. It has to be a sprint versus a marathon. You know, baseball is always, we got a long season, there's a lot of baseball left. That mindset will change for everyone. And I think the other thing is that it does put in play every other team because of the shortened sample. And I think that's good for fans. I think that's good for baseball. So, yes, I have thought about it. Does it make it a better opportunity? Because I think that the Dodgers, we're built for longevity, the 6-month season plus playoffs and potential injury. So, obviously, the shortened season decreases the chance of injury and using players for a little bit longer. And that's fine. I just want baseball. I still think that we're the best team in baseball.
Dave, I apologize. I do have one more because we've been talking about this, and I completely forgot to ask you earlier. So I apologize for getting an extra minute or two from you here, but I do appreciate the time. Fans clearly have been worried about Mookie Betts if, let's say, the doomsday scenario happens. What is the position of yourself and the franchise if indeed the doomsday scenario happens with Betts, who would be a free agent potentially next season?
Well, I think that if that situation is presented, it's presented. And both sides have agreed that the players don't lose service time. So for Mookie, personally, that's great for him. For the Dodgers, the fans, obviously, to lose baseball in 20 would be disappointing. And then now you'd have to go into the winter to see what decision Mookie decides, you know. But I think that him being in spring training with this, you know, the relationship I have with him personally, and I think some players do and coaches, it feels like he's already played a season with us, which is very strange. Again, Mookie's got to do what's best for him and his family once that time does present itself. But I know that he loves being a Dodger, hasn't played a major league game yet, but as far as putting that uniform on spring training, understanding what the fans, the organization is about. But yeah, the West Coast living, he hasn't felt that yet. But let's just hope we still have baseball in 20 and we'll see where that goes.
Amen to that, Dave. Thank you so much. Stay healthy, stay safe, you and yours. Appreciate the time as always. We'll talk to you soon, hopefully with a Tiger King update next time you're on.
Done. You got it. Sounds good.
All right, Dave, thanks again. Take care. There he is. Dave Roberts, the manager of your Los Angeles Dodgers.